Greece is currently in crisis, but Greece is also known to us not only as the crisis country of the Eurozone, but it's been known to us for longer as the cradle of European civilization, which is perhaps the way in which the Greeks would prefer to be known. And this is no coincidence, because there are very strong geographical reasons for civilization coming to Europe via Greece. Greece was simply the part of Europe which was nearest to the ancient civilizations of the Middle East. In the Nile, in the Nile Valley in ancient Egypt, and in Mesopotamia. So how did civilization first come to Greece? Well, the answer, of course, is by trade. If you've ever been to Greece, you'll know that it's a very mountainous country with low rainfall, hot summers, ideal for tourism, and also that's ideal for the production of olives and grapes. But it's not ideal for the production of vital staple crops, such as cereals, which you need to feed the population. So from ancient times, Greece was forced to trade because it couldn't grow these vital staple crops itself. It was forced to trade with other countries. And Greek merchants traded wine and olive oil, which the Greeks were very good at producing, for cereals grown on the other side of the Mediterranean in the Nile Delta. But Egypt, of course, was on the other side of the sea, the Mediterranean, so the Greeks were forced to build ships to trade with the Egyptians. And that was the beginning of Greece's history as a maritime nation, a seafaring nation. But the Greeks didn't just use the ships they built to trade with the Egyptians. They used them to explore beyond the eastern Mediterranean, and they established trading colonies as far west as southern Italy and the south of France. Looking at the Greek economy today, we can see that Greece is still very much a maritime nation. It has the third largest merchant fleet in the world. It has a fishing fleet of 20,000 vessels, which land 150,000 tons of fish and seafood every year. And the that's 15% of the total fisheries yield from the Mediterranean. On top of the merchant fleet and the fishing fleet, you also have a very large fleet of ferries in Greece, which transport people and vehicles between the Greek mainland and the 150 inhabited Greek islands. So Greece, still very much a maritime nation. And another aspect of the Greek economy that hasn't changed since ancient times is the importance of olives. Olives and olive oil are still a mainstay of the Greek economy. Every year, Greece harvests around 2 million tons of olives. That's 17% of world olive production. And Greek olive oil also enjoys a reputation of high quality, of in fact being the best olive oil in the world. If you look at the percentage of Greek olive oil production that qualifies for the top quality category, it's 75%. And that is a higher proportion than in other olive oil producing countries. For example, if you go west from Greece, it's only 50% of Italian olive oil qualifies for that top category. And further west, only 30% of Spanish olive oil qualifies for the top quality category. There are some things that have changed in Greece since ancient times, thanks to artificial irrigation. Now Greece, rather like Israel, is able to produce a large variety of fruit and vegetables in what was previously fairly barren terrain. So Greece produces a much greater variety of agricultural products than it did in ancient times. And that includes tobacco. It also includes very high quality cotton. Cotton, which is regarded as the second best quality cotton in the world after Egyptian cotton. In terms of industry, the Industrial Revolution rather passed Greece by. There's no heavy industry there. There's no coal mining, the things we typically associate with industry. But Greece does have some light industry, and it also has some deposits of other metal ores other than iron ore, such as bauxite, which is an ore of aluminium. I mentioned at the beginning that Greece is often referred to as the cradle of European civilization. And that's one of the reasons, together with its very pleasant climate, why it's become a centre for tourism. That's a very large tourism sector. So I would conclude perhaps with a helpful and pleasant recommendation, which is that this year we think about spending our holidays in Greece so that we can become more educated Europeans, finding out about the origins of our own civilization, while at the same time helping to correct the current economic imbalance between Northern Europe and Southern Europe.